Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. This is Melinda Green, and today I will be reading Mom to Mom with Ray Ellen, written by Ray Ellen Sanders. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you are so good to us. We welcome you and your Holy Spirit into our time together today. Thank you for your presence here with us and the truth and goodness we find in your word. Please teach our hearts now as we submit ourselves to you, that we may know you, love you, and serve you better every single day. Dear precious sister, hasn't this Lenten season been so meaningful for you? I love that Lent, like Advent, draws our spiritual gaze to Jesus in the Word of God. Christmas Advent anticipates the coming of the Messiah, while Lent takes us through his agonizing departure from his earthly ministry. The season keeps our intentional focus on Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross, powerful resurrection that conquered sin and death, and reconciliation to God with Jesus as Lord, Savior, and friend. That, sisters, is glorious. We have been reading through the book of John and are approaching chapters 17 through 20 this week. Take a few minutes to meditate on the glory of God as Jesus describes it in the book of John, chapter 17, verses 3 through 5. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Wow. After reflecting on that simple passage of scripture, I'm overwhelmed with Jesus' omnipotence. He speaks of his unlimited power to be in the glorious presence of God the Father before creation, then to be deployed to save the human race, fully God and fully man, to be the blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, and then finally to ascend after his work was done to the glory of heaven. Hallelujah! These verses just about sum it all up. As you continue studying the book of John and preparing for Holy Week, take time to be awed by God's glory. Amidst the bunnies and candy sales of the culture, escape to the restful place of reflection, worship, repentance, and hopeful longing. This time will affirm the hope of God's presence and the promise of his coming kingdom. With you together in reverence, Ray Ellen Sanders and the Help Club for Moms team. A quote from Jeremy Treat says, "Glory is the dazzling, jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring showcase of God's character to a world darkened by sin. It is the explosive radiance produced by his holiness, love, mercy, justice, wisdom, and power, all of which come together in the most fitting way in the death of Christ." Dear friend, as I was praying for you today, I asked the Lord for a special encouraging word just for you. And he led me to the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verses 24 through 26. As the psalmist is reflecting on the joys and struggles, the victories and defeats of everyday life, he turns his attention back to the Lord, declaring, "You guide me with your counsel, leading me into a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on the earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." Sweet mama, whether you have had a wonderful day discipling your children and walking with the Lord, or you've had a really hard day in the trenches of motherhood, may you know that your Heavenly Father is always with you, loving you, guiding you, whispering to you where the right way is, and ministering to your children in ways you may not even be aware. As you reflect on the truth of God's word in this devotional, may you feel His abiding presence throughout the next week and let yourself melt into His strong, loving arms. May you always remember how much He loves you. Thank you so much for listening. We love you, and we're praying for you every day.
Hello, dear one. This is Deb Weekly. I'm so excited to welcome you to our new Mothering Kit theme, The Supernatural Mom. Would you like to be a mom who is strong? Would you like to be a mom who makes wise decisions and is filled with joy? Dear one, you already have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. He is your power source to help you be strong. He is your wisdom to tell you what to do with your children. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Over at myhelpclubformoms.com, we are starting a new Mother and Kids series, and I hope you can join us. Every month, you're going to be learning how to live life in the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can create the Christ-centered home, life with your family that you've always desired.